It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening. It is Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, who will be back next week, we think. He's been off for a few weeks. And we're here this evening talking with Nancy Knapke of the, in this particular instance, of the one of a kind auction that's coming up on Sunday, and also Mr. Randy Bonneville, and he's going to give us this day in history at the end, so which is kind of appropriate since Nancy is the director of our museum, which is history. So how you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Good. So let's just real quick, before we take a break, give us the kind of the particulars of the auction, when, where, how do you get tickets, that kind of thing.
Okay, the auction is this Sunday night, and it's at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School on Sharpsburg Road. The doors open at 4:30. The festivities officially begin at 5 o'clock, but there's a lot of activity already before 5 o'clock. So the tickets are available from any one of the committee members or at Comp Pharmacy, or you can buy them at the door. And the tickets are $10 each, but mm-hmm. I always tell people that what we pay for the food, we pay more than $10 per person.
Oh yeah!
So if you if you get your ticket for $10, you can eat as much as you want. You've already gotten your money's worth.
I can't eat as much as I want because I want to eat every single item of everything there, and I get full before I get there, so I can't eat all I want.
It's really good.
I think it's more all you can hold.
Yeah, probably.
the Sciota's Eye ladies, they make such great stuff. It is
they really
just
do.
Outstanding. It's probably the food's probably worth $20 if that's all you did was just go eat and go home.
Exactly. But, and it's fine with us if that's what you want to do.
Well, yeah, it won't be fine with you because you miss out on all the fun. But so let's take a quick break. We'll come back and get into details and talk about how it started, what kind of things are on the auction, and what kind of there's a live auction and a silent auction and some other things. So we'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll talk about all of that stuff.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast is coming up on Sunday, October 17th, from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat whole hog sausage, pancakes, and scrambled eggs, plus great homemade baked goods and more, and your beverages included, coffee, milk, and orange juice. It's only $7 for adults and $4 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head out to the Legion on Sunday, October 17th for some great food. It's the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 a.m. to 12:30. Student Appreciation Night will be held this Friday before and during the football game against Delphi St. John's. There will be lots of fun and games on Indian Alley for students of all ages starting at 6 o'clock, and all Fort Recovery students will get into the game for free. Lots of prizes will be given out to students that night before and during the game, with a quarterback challenge at the end of the first quarter and a kicking challenge at the end of the third quarter. Get your friends together and get to Baron Brugge Field this Friday as our Indians look to beat the Blue Jays and earn a spot in the playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun. All Fort Recovery students get in free. Games and contests with some great prizes given away. So head up to the football game this Friday for Student Appreciation Night starting at 6 o'clock.
We're back on Insight, and this week we're talking with the one of the committee members on the one-of-a-kind auction, Nancy Knapke. And so why don't we kind of start at sort of the beginning. When did it start? Why did it start? Who started it? How many years you've been doing it?
Well, it was started by the Fort Recovery Historical Society, and probably the real instigator for this was Kathy Kester. She was an active member of the Historical Society, and the Historical Society had a lot of responsibilities, and along with those responsibilities came a lot of bills. That was the maintenance of all of the historical sites in Fort Recovery, and we do have a lot of those, and it goes out as far as the Wabash plot, clear out of town, 4 miles south of Fort Recovery. And so they were brainstorming as to how to make money to pay the upkeep on all these different properties. And Kathy suggested having an auction. She had attended an auction and thought it was a fun way and a good way, a profitable way to make money.
Yeah,
and
now was that her sister Lisa up at Lima?
Yes,
I was thinking that I'd heard that, but I didn't know if I was dreaming that or something. But I think Lisa and Jerry Krieg now,
right,
had their I think their kids go to Lima Central Catholic, and I don't know if it was the church or the school that was doing something like that and had done that and had been successful. So,
and so they decided, the members decided that would be a good thing to do, and they began to collect items, and they realized that that it was going to take a lot of work, and maybe they wouldn't have enough people in the Historical Society to be able to handle that alone. So at that time, which was exactly 20 years ago, well, it's 21 years ago, but we're celebrating the 20th anniversary this year.
Since we didn't really.
Since we didn't have last year, right? So they invited Project Recovery, who was working on the visitor center, and they also had bills and upkeep. And so they were very interested in cooperating with the Historical Society. So for 20 years now, it has been a cooperative effort between the Fort Recovery Historical Society and Project Recovery. And at the time when they were collecting items, someone would say, well, this certainly is a one-of-a-kind item, because those were the kind of things they were looking for. And then all of a sudden someone said, well, you know what? We should just call this auction the one-of-a-kind auction. So 20 years ago is when it got its start, and that's when it got its name.
That's pretty cool. So, how many people are on the committee of the joint thing that actually do the put on the auction between the two groups? Is it 5? Is it 20? Is it 30?
No, it's not that many. And I would say that generally the people who are active and come to the meetings and take responsibility for different segments of the auction, probably it's somewhere between 12 to 15 very active people. And so there's different degrees of responsibility, but those 15 or so people, they know what their responsibilities are, and they really carry them through every year.
And from having talked to a couple of them in the past about a few different things, it seems like with several different groups that do things, each person or each little committee within the committee has a certain thing they do. Nobody else puts their input into that. They don't stick their nose in somebody else's project. You know, this one is in charge of the live auction, and the live auction people don't get involved with the people that are getting the place settings and stuff like that. Everybody does their own thing, stays out of everybody else's. There's nobody trying to jump in and run the whole thing just so that everybody can say, hey, that was great to one person.
It's, yeah, that's a pretty good description, Neil. And several years ago, we did divide it up between Project Recovery and the Historical Society as to what each one of those was going to be responsible for. Mm-hmm. And that has just worked out extremely well, because it's exactly like you said, that we know that if Randy Diller is taking care of the facilities and the tables and those kinds of things and the sound system, mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. is his responsibility, that's all going to be taken care of, and none of the rest of us have to even think about that. And so it just goes right down the line like that. Now, in addition mm-hmm. to that, everybody on the committee also helps to procure items for the auctions. And so they might bring in some things and say, I think I have something here for the raffle or for the silent auction, or I made a contact and I think we've got a new live auction item this year. Mm-hmm. So everybody on the committee helps to procure those items that actually end up. But as far as putting on the auction and taking care of all the day-to-day mm-hmm. work, everybody knows what they need to do. And one thing that has really facilitated is the meeting time that it takes. I mean, it really rolls along very smoothly, because we always start the meeting with a report from Randy Diller, and and then we go down to the next person, and they yeah. know who the next person's going to be and what they're going to be reporting on. And we have an agenda for every meeting. It's not mm-hmm. like we don't have an agenda, and it's very concrete. But instead of having to meet six or eight times like we did a few years ago, I think this year we did it with three meetings, just because everybody, let's see, June, July, August, September. No, we had four meetings. So everybody really understands and knows what it is that they need to do, and we all trust each other that those yeah. people are going to do it really well. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and if that person, let's say, if Randy Diller would be somebody that, well, this year I think I'm going to need some help with somebody, they just go out and get somebody to help them.
That's right.
They don't call on the other committee members to do stuff.
Like Helen LaFever is in charge of the silent auction. Mm-hmm. And so she needs help with setting up her items and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so she knows who she could call that yeah. will be right there at yep. her side to help her when she needs help. And it's that way with each one of the members.
Yeah, and that's a perfect way to do it, that you just know that person's going to take care of it, and if they need help, they'll go find help. And it's just a really good way to do it. So I don't know if we want to get into a bunch of it or maybe a little bit at a time, but let's talk about some of the items that are on the auction, either live or the silent auction, or even the raffle things. If you want to go through a whole bunch of them now, or you just want to mention a few now, and then we'll talk about some other things and come back and talk about some other items. I think, because like you say, one of a kind, and there's some really, really awesome stuff.
I think this probably is as good of a selection of items as we've ever had. We just have some really interesting things this year, and we have things of in all different price ranges. So when we say there's something there for everyone, there really is something there that probably would appeal to everyone and would be in their price category or mm-hmm. whatever. So we have some yeah. Unique things as far as the yeah. Raffle, silent yeah. auction, and the
yeah.
live auction.
So yeah, there's always vacation rentals, packages, types of things that you can get. There's always a lot of handmade items, but that, you know, sometimes you know there's just going to be this and this and this. Other times you're going to get surprised, like this year with the Shell gas pump.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the Shell gas pump.
Well, We have to thank Mike Gruby because he donated a few years ago. He donated a stoplight from Fort Recovery that had been made mm-hmm. into a real attractive attraction, and that sold really well. And this year, he called and said, "Hey, I've got a vintage Shell gas pump that I will donate to the auction.
Can I bid $15 on that right now?"
We'll take your bid right now. I can only guarantee you that you're not going to get it.
Yeah. That'll be well short of the starting bid.
That would be the light bulb in the top.
And that is on display at, well, used to be our studio, but they're at the Brockman building where the Opera House is mm-hmm. now. Yeah. And it's awesome.
It is, really.
And Mike Gruby does a lot of good things for our town.
He does.
Some of it you know about, some of it you don't.
No, right. And he is also just amazing when it comes to restoring gas pumps like that. I've seen his collection, and it's really unbelievable, I can say. And so he's given us a really nice Shell gas pump with a lighted top. Mm-hmm. And so it's really an attractive piece that mm-hmm. I would think a lot of guys could use in a lot of places. Now, I'm being sexist when I say that, but, you know, I probably wouldn't mind having that sitting out in front of my garage, too.
So. Yeah, and, you know, it's not exactly like, but it's very similar to the two sitting out in front of the visitor's center.
Exactly, so I thought about
and
that, too.
I know I've heard 50 different people say, man, I'd love to have one of those. And so now you can have one of those, not one of those two, but one that looks very much like it, same thing. It's just, now with the window between me and it, I can't get real close and inspect it, but I'll promise you that he did a great job and you're not going to find flaws.
No,
it's gonna
exactly.
It's going to be just exactly what you want it to be.
And it was a hugely generous donation
yes.
when you give something like that because
well,
that's very valuable.
Yeah, even if it wasn't really valuable, there's a lot of meticulous work in it.
It is.
And so that alone is worth a lot of money if he's just donating that, and it does only go for $15. That, you know, it's still a lot of work, and that needs to be appreciated. And speaking, I guess, of a lot of work, we have several handcrafted things, wooden things. Bob Hart,
he has donated, and you know what's unique about the bowl that he has donated this year? Not only is it absolutely gorgeous, and one of those that has 15,000 pieces that are glued together to form
yeah.
this amazing pattern, but this is his number 1,500th bowl that he has made.
Wow.
And so he donated that particular one to the auction, so that makes it even more special.
And it is... It's awesome, but any of his bowls are just really unique, and that one being the 1,500th is probably even more special. And then there's some other woodworking things too. Homer Stockler
has donated three small, and they, I guess you would call them bowls, but they're more like candy dishes so, mm-hmm. because they're fairly flat. But they're pointed. They look like flowers. They're just gorgeous. You mm-hmm. could hang them on your wall. But they are dimensional, so mm-hmm. they could hold something as well.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very unique, and that's typical Homer.
Yeah, yeah. And now, I just thinking here too, and I probably ought to look and see, but on Facebook, there's, if you go on Facebook, if you go on...
The Fort Recovery State Museum Facebook page.
I'm going to do that right now and see, but...
And also, while you're doing that,
yep.
Don Leonard's has
not that the listeners can see, but
Don Leonard's has also made several items, and he's an excellent woodworker also, and he's made a plant stand, and
mm-hmm.
and he's made some kitchen utensils, and so he has some nice things on it. Home Idea Center has made specifically for the auction. They made a stand and a table that can be used. At the end of a couch or behind a couch or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
we have a number of those kind of items that have been homemade.
Yep, I'm looking I scrolled down to September 21st. That's where Homer's picture of that is. So it's on Fort Recovery State Museum on Facebook. And you click on there, and there's pictures of a whole bunch of different things that are part of it, including the stained glass window that came from the
Help
of Christian Church that was torn down 30 years ago,
I would guess it's
I'm sure it's been it's been a while. And it's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's probably a vent window that was at the bottom of the stained glass windows where they would tip those open to get some ventilation in the church. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it has a character in the stained glass like it would have had above, but it has a very ornate, beautiful design in shades of green. If someone had that in their home and had a light shining behind that, that certainly would be a
And this one is pictured. The picture on this one is with it's up against a window with the natural light coming in behind it, and it's
And we have
it's
to thank
glass and
we have to thank Tim Barman for that. That's absolutely one of a kind. There's not another one like that around.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So Tim had that, and he has it framed, and so it's ready to hang.
Yeah, it's and they're just there's vases, there's glassware, there's all just so many things. Wyndham Vacation, Las Vegas, Smoky Mountains, Nashville, Orlando. And the Mark Twain book.
Oh yeah, that probably has gotten as much attention as anything on the auction this year. So that goes back to 1883. And even if you're not a historian or you're not a reader, you still know about Life on the Mississippi with Mark Twain, whose real name was Samuel Clemens.
Yep.
But everybody knows Mark Twain because he was such a humorist of his day.
Yeah.
And so that, and it's a first edition, first state, which means it has some things in it that later copies didn't have. Like if it's a second state first edition, it would still be first edition, but second state, they corrected some things or changed some things. So in the very first publication of that, he wrote about death and how they preserve the bodies. That's how I learned about bodies on ice, because I read it in his book after I got it. And then he talked about the fact that he was going to be cremated when he died. And so he finishes that article, and there's a half a page blank at the bottom. And so in that blank space, it has a picture of an urn with a fire coming out of it and his head in that fire above it. So, that's fairly gruesome, but that would be Mark Twain's sense of humor.
Yeah.
But his wife did not like that. So they pulled the book and reran the second state, and it does not have that in it.
But
and
the one we have does.
The one we have has that in it. Now, that's called a tailpiece. I learned some things through this whole process. It's called a tailpiece because when they would get to an article like that and they still had space left on the page, they would fill it up with a picture. Mm-hmm. And that picture was referred to as a tailpiece. And so in this case, if you go on the internet and you want to check out this particular book, and I did do that. I mean, I looked at as many of these books as I could find on the internet to see what the value was and how they valued them. And one way that they value it is if it says with tailpiece, page 446 or 441, I forget which one it was exactly, it makes it more valuable. Now, ours has the St. Charles hotel picture in the book. An earlier version of that, it's still first edition, different state. It has it called St. Louis Hotel. It has it named wrong. So ours has the tailpiece, but it doesn't have the mistake of the St. Louis Hotel. Ours is called St. Charles, which is correct. And then on the other hand, towards the end of the book, there's a place where they wrote it instead of it is.
Oh,
later versions, we're corrected to mm-hmm. say it is. But ours says it. It still has that air in it. So so when I read the different editions and the different states, mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that you learn to look for if you're going to put a value on this particular book. So I would say ours is about as valuable as any book. Now, the only ones, and they would still be first edition. Ours is a first edition. Mm-hmm. Second state. Okay, but if you had it's first state, but if yours was the original edition, first edition, no states, then it would have the St. Louis Hotel, and it would have the tailpiece of his head in the fire, and it would have the it, and it would have all those airs yet, because that was the very, very early version of it.
And our version has one of those.
Ours has two of them.
Has one of them corrected or
okay.
Oh, removed.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yep. Yes. One is fixed.
Yep. So let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some more of the stuff, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, we sort of alluded to it, but what's the money used for and some other things like that. But there's just some really awesome stuff on here. And if you've been around town, there's a lot of, most of the restaurants have things on their tables that shows a list of various items, but it can't give quite the detail that we're doing here, because you'd have to have a 2-hour lunch to go through everything. But there's just so much that is going to be there, and it's if you only go to just look at these things, it's just really incredible. There's something for everybody. There's sports tickets. There's paintings. There's some of the handcrafted items we talked about. Some
St. Anthony Dinner Theater tickets are hard to get.
Yep, yes, they are. they're usually sold out.
They are sold out
within moments. But yeah. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more about the one of a kind auction right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. It's time again for the one-of-a-kind auction. It's coming up on Sunday evening, October 17th at the middle school auditoria, with the doors opening at 5 o'clock. This year's theme is Celebrate, Come On. And tickets can be purchased at Kalp Pharmacy and from Historical Society members. It's only $10 per ticket and includes an awesome buffet of desserts and appetizers provided by the ladies of Psi Iota Xi. Come early and visit with old and new friends and get a good look at the dozens of items in the live and silent auctions. There's sure to be something for everybody, with lots of items in the raffles, live auction, and silent auction. Unique items from vacation packages in Florida and Indiana Beach to beautifully crafted handmade items, numerous food items from local restaurants, college sports tickets, and a whole lot more, including your chance to buy some very unique items. One of the stained glass windows from the original Mary Help of Christians Catholic Church, and an original 1883 book by Mark Twain, Life on the Mississippi, and a number of beautiful handmade items from local artists. It's always a lot of fun with many great items available for you to bid on, and the proceeds go to Project Recovery to help maintain our visitors center and the Fort Recovery Historical Society. Don't miss this great event, the one-of-a-kind auction, coming up on Sunday, October 17th. Celebrate, come on! That's our theme for the 20th annual one-of-a-kind auction. And again, kind of go through where it is, when it is.
It is this Sunday evening at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School out on Sharpsburg Road. It's in the auditoria there, so it's nice facilities. Tickets are available from any of the members, but otherwise you can pick them up at Kalb's Pharmacy, or they're available at the door, so you can buy them at the door that night.
Yep.
Tickets
and
are $10, but yep. You get a lot for that.
Yes. If you don't do anything but go out and eat the food and go home, you get $20 worth for
$10. Thanks to the Scioto's Eye, people come for the food because Nikki Hawk's pretty much in charge of it, and she makes sure things get done well, and the members make sure that
she takes
really good.
Very much pride in that,
it's
always just outstanding.
Yes,
sometimes it's hard for me to say something nice about Nikki Hawk, but she's always harassing everybody, and everybody likes to harass her back, and she'll take it because I think she can give out more than she can take,
or more than she
ever gets, because she's
a gem.
She's something else, and she's never lost for words. So you know, but she does everything she does it the right way, and that is really, really good.
She's very capable.
Capable is a very understated way of putting that. Kind of talked about when and where. And
Neil, if it's okay, I'd like to mention the fact that we depend a great deal on our baseball team and on our volleyball team, because those kids from the high school are a huge help to us. The baseball team helps us set up already on Friday after school. I hate to admit this, but most of us on the committee are getting up there and lugging all those tables around and chairs and so forth. It's a job, and you take something like that Shell gas pump. Two grown men have a hard time handling that. So we need some baseball boys that have some good muscles. When Jerry Kopp was working with them, he's the one who got that started, that the baseball boys would help, and they're just of invaluable assistance. And then they help serve during the evening as well. And then the last couple times, they have even stayed afterwards to help clean up and to put the tables away and so forth. I mean, you know, I'm almost moved by the fact that it just restores your faith in young people when you see these kids, and they're men, you know, they're strong, but they give so much. And then the volleyball girls come that evening, and they help with demonstrating the different items and helping to serve the food as well.
And sometimes if it's like something they can carry, they actually take it out and give it to the person that won it.
Yep.
A lot of the stuff they're not going to pick up that gas pump and set it in your lap. when you outbid everybody else for it, but you can when you win something, they get it to you, is basically what they do. Plus, I think they do some serving beforehand too, don't they?
They do. They help with the orders.
It's really good, because you know, I've been going there for a long time, and every one of those kids is just as polite as can possibly be.
Exactly.
They're just...
And we give them a little money, you know, for helping with that. We donate it to their teams, but it's worth that and a lot more for what they do for us, so we just really appreciate it.
And I think they, even if they don't understand it at the time, they get a lot out of it, too.
They do.
Because they learn some responsibility. So. They learn that helping people is a good thing, and people actually thank them for doing something, and you know that. So that's pretty good. I'm just wondering if somebody has some item, whether it's a handmade thing or a vacation package, or they're really good at thinking things up, like Kathy Kesters is really good at thinking up packages and having, well, it's this package, let's do these 4, 5, 6 things, and that's a basket that you can bid on or do in the raffle or something. If somebody has ideas like that, is there somebody they would need to contact, want to contact, or just, I'm sure they could just go to the town hall and say something to Randy and he can get it to the right person.
Sure.
But kind of any of the members, you can kind of bring something up if you want to donate some sort of package.
You're talking about in future years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, this year it's already kind of...
Yeah, it's well set for this year. Yeah. So, but no, at any time, anyone is mm-hmm. welcome to do that. And I do that also through my museum newsletter, invite mm-hmm. people to, you know, if they have something they want to give. And we keep it at the museum then during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another place where people can make donations.
Yeah.
And some people will come in the summertime and say, here, I've got something for the auction. And so they...
And also, if you have a business this is a really good way to promote your business, because there's some people at this auction, and it's a good way to get people to know about your business, even if you've been around a while or if you're brand new. If you have a gift certificate or a specific item that kind of will tell people what your business is and you want to donate that, that's a really good way to get your name out there and get people knowing what you do.
Well, an example of that might be the Fort Nutrition is probably one of the newer businesses mm-hmm. in town, and she gave us two $15 certificates mm-hmm. to be used at her business. So that's a great way to introduce people to your business.
Yeah, because even if they're not buying it or they don't win it, they're going to see it if it's, let's say it's on one of the raffles or silent auction or something. Even if you're not bidding on it or you don't win the bid, you're at least aware of that. And when you say, oh, wonder what that is, the person beside you say, oh, it's down there by the barber shop.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wondered what was in there. So, you know, that's a good way to get your name out. It's a good way to get people at least aware that you of what you do, so that's some other things too. But so I'm just kind of looking at some of these things.
We have some special raffles that we do, and they take place right away. You find out who the winner is right away that night, and one of them we sell advance tickets, and that is the jewelry that is donated each year by Jones Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I would say the tickets are going like hotcakes. We had typically sold at the volleyball games and football games, but because our membership was decreased and so forth, we decided not to do that this year, so we're just selling on our own. But we're doing really well, and we'll be selling tickets again that night. And those also are for sale like at Cal Pharmacy. But we have a diamond necklace that has like concentric circles, and it's rose gold with all these little diamonds in it, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And it's valued at $1,100, and so we're selling those tickets for $5 a piece or 3 for $5. So it's just the luck of the draw, and we draw that night, and you do not have to be there to win that.
Yeah,
we
your also, name's on it, so not right. not just
And Tom and Mary Pat Zitter each year give us a gun, and it's a youth gun, a camouflage gun, and that's going to be we sell targets that night. Then as soon as the targets are sold, they draw, and mm-hmm. the winner gets the gun that night. I mean, he knows he wins the gun.
Mm-hmm.
The rules have changed just a little bit in the last year at school that we can't actually hand him the gun anymore. And then Adrian Gruby, our auctioneer,
mm-hmm.
he one of our auctioneers, he has donated a gun as well,
mm-hmm.
and they use a deck of cards and sell those half of cards, and after those 52 cards are sold, they pull for a winner.
And if you pull out, they pull out the three of hearts, and you have the other half of the three of hearts.
Yep.
You win.
And Bob Hall usually handles that, and he makes it really fun.
Yeah.
So that's guns go well. Yep. And I was going to say, in this area, really, across the country anymore, guns go well.
Yes.
And we have a conceal and carry package as well. And so that's a really nice package. And there are people who are interested in and having the conceal and carry. So,
yeah.
So
yep.
those are some big things that that we have in addition to the, you yep. know, trips and things like that.
Yep. Let's take another quick break. We'll come back and probably talk about a few more of the stuff, maybe some of the things on the raffle, and explain what the raffle's about and the silent auction, in case somebody hasn't ever participated in a silent auction. But and we'll probably turn the page and talk about another couple dozen awesome prizes. So back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home football game with Duffus St. John's will be sold tomorrow in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Bremen to take on the number one in the state undefeated Cardinals, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match with no NFHS video available. On Saturday, they'll host Arcanum, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live with the NFHS video. On Friday, the boys will play their last home football game of the season as they host the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game live with the NFHS Network. And it will be Student Appreciation Night with lots of fun and games and lots of prizes before and during the game. Make plans to get out to as many of these games as you can this week to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back on Insight, and this week we're talking to Nancy Kanapke from the One of a Kind Auction, which is coming up this Sunday. Doors open at 4:30. Start looking at all the live auction items, the silent auction items, raffle things. So the raffle, in case somebody doesn't know much about that, can you kind of go through what that is about?
The raffle is available for everyone and anyone. Mm-hmm. The tickets are relatively inexpensive to buy the individual raffle tickets. And there will be 46 different items this year on the raffle. And so there are jars beside each one of the items. And you can buy 10 raffle tickets, or you can buy 50 raffle tickets, yep. or whatever, and you can put a ticket in the jar of what it is that you mm-hmm. would like to have. Now, we do have some really nice things on the raffle. We have $150 gift certificate from Wabash Communications.
That'll pay your bill for a month.
It would. And so that's popular. We have a $100 bill itself in a frame, and that's given by JR Manufacturing. So, you know, you get your name pulled out of that, you got a fresh $100 bill.
Yeah.
So that's pretty darn nice. And then we have several $50 gift certificates, like the Boardwalk Restaurant in Salina has given a $50 gift certificate to their restaurant. Fisher Meats gave us a $50 gift certificate and two $25 gift certificates. And those are always popular with the people from Fort Recovery, that's for sure.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's just a whole assortment of gift certificates and items. And
yeah, I know a lot of times you'll have it grouped into Greenville restaurants, Portland restaurants, Fort Recovery restaurants, Salina restaurants, that or other businesses, but usually restaurants, that if you win that package, you get certificates from 2, 3, 4, or 5 different restaurants in that area.
Walmart at Portland has given us a gift certificate to their Walmart, and we have a night stay at the Holiday Inn at Portland and a night stay at the Best Western in Salina. And for some people who are expecting company or having special events and so forth, those come in real handy. Mm-hmm. And along with those, I arrange all those raffle packages. I usually put a couple of certificates in there to restaurants, like for the Salina Best Western. Along with that, there's a couple gift certificates for restaurants in Salina. So it would be a nice thing to give to someone. And you know what? From what I hear, it's going to be darn hard to buy Christmas presents this year. I'm beginning to panic. I have a heck of a lot of grandkids. But anyways, you know, this may be the time to be picking up some things at the auction or those night stays at hotels and restaurants and so forth. So.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff is pretty nice. And you know, there's somewhere, I'm not seeing it right now, but Hull Brothers has a tractor. Is it Hull Brothers Tractor or K&L? I know they both give us stuff.
Hull Brothers
has the little pedal tractor, so that's a good one. And there's all kinds of some of the, I guess they call them collector toys that I saw from K&L. And you know, there's things like that definitely can be.
You buy those and you put those away for Christmas. Yep. It's like a good deal.
Yeah.
Jim Stahman and Lee from, they sell Beck's
Seeds. Yeah, Beck's Seeds, yeah.
And they gave us 5 or 6 jackets, coats, and we have some of them on the raffle, some on the silent, and one of them on the live with the tractor. And you know, those are really nice winter coats. And
yeah,
so,
they're good and heavy. They don't.
Yeah. So you know, people are just so generous, and we just appreciate that so much.
And again, it can help promote your business, but it's also a good thing to do to give things away. But it's a nice way to, if you have a business like that, to kind of get a little goodwill going. I'm looking at Wayne Street Market, Tenderloin Tuesday. They have Tenderloin a week for a year. I think Kenny has 9 months of haircuts at the Ten Snips. And there's just all kinds of just awesome things. Bruce and Sharon Scott Ford Electric, they've put a Milwaukee drill driver kit.
They also donated 4 Dr. Seuss books, and that's on one of the silent items. And you know, those Dr. Seuss books kind of made a stir earlier this summer.
Yeah.
And their popularity has grown ever since then. So, you know, here's an opportunity to have 4 nice kids' books. And there again, you know, those make great Christmas presents for some kid or grandkid. So.
Yep. 2 pizzas a month from Toby's Carryout for a year.
That's really great. I mean, just think about it. You know, it takes care of a meal for a family or for a party.
Yeah, twice a month.
Yeah.
And Wendell's Barbecue, a party for 25 people.
Exactly.
I could probably eat 25 people's worth of pulled pork.
There isn't anybody in Fort Recovery that wouldn't like to win that, I don't think.
Yep. They're just so much really nice stuff. I have one of the books. Is there a place they can pick these books up? Are these available at CALPS?
No, they're really not. They'll be available the night of the auction.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, there's...
You know what? All the businesses uptown have one. Mm-hmm. They have one of these booklets, so you know you can stop even the banks or any of those places. We dropped one off at each one of those places.
Yeah, and I think all the restaurants have the little table things with a list. It doesn't have the big descriptions, but OSU football tickets, UD basketball tickets, Reds tickets. Most of those have parking passes with them. You know, it's just I don't know how you. If a guy, if I happen to win the lottery between now and then, just try to outbid me on everything. Well, I might pass up on this Disney Minnie Mouse set. I might pass on that one. Somebody might be able to.
You know, one of the unusual things that we have this year is a one-day trip to Columbus. But we're going to go to the Van Gogh excursion there.
Oh.
They have a digital showing of the Van Gogh paintings where you actually walk through the paintings in this big venue.
Whoa.
It has been traveling. It is traveling across the United States, and they never announce ahead of time where they're going to be located. And we just found out not too long ago that they're... And we knew they were going to be in Columbus, but didn't know the venue. And it's... close to Polaris Mall. It takes a huge area. I can't remember how many thousand square feet this takes place, but it's a digital display. So you're actually walking through the paintings as these paintings are being digitally displayed.
Wow.
So that should be really cool.
Yeah. I'd say that'd be awesome. Wow. So one of a kind.
One of a kind. Just, one of a kind.
Things that you probably can't buy, or you might not even be thinking about it, or doesn't know existed.
And, you know,
here it is right there, and you can help.
And sometimes people, they would love to do that kind of thing, but they don't want to mess with the Columbus traffic, or they don't want to, you know, they're just not familiar with getting around in places like that. But here it's all provided for you, and, you know, you get the day's experience.
This escapade includes round trip, parking, first class time Van Gogh tickets, 10 o'clock Monday, November 1st, and lunch with wine at a special restaurant. So a lot of things like that going on. Green's Quality Meats. Tim.
That's Matt Barman.
Matt Barman. I was, and his stuff is really, really good. A lot of people know that my dad loved Bob Vonderhaar's bratwurst, and he has Bob's recipe.
Oh, he does.
Yes, and the one it's called Barman's Own, but he has that recipe, and so my sister fell in love with him. That's what I send to her every year at Christmas. I send her 10 or 15, 20 pounds of Vonderhaar's bratwurst. It says Greens on it now, but and that, you know, Greens Quality Meats, that's approximately 80 pounds of steaks, marinated pork chops, Barman brats, casing, bulk sausage, bacon, and it's all packed in Igloo rollabout 60 quart cooler. So that's one that you can bid on at the live auction. So
exactly. You know, you mentioned that. I just happened to talk to Matt this afternoon because I texted him and told him that I would be over tomorrow to pick the things up, and then we would put them in the school freezer so that we had them ahead of time. And he said, if you don't mind, he said, I'm making up some special things with different ingredients, and they won't be finished till Friday. And so he said, I'll just bring them over for you. And so, you know, what an indication that you're getting something really good and really fresh.
Yeah.
And, gosh, today on television, I heard that bacon in New York is selling for like $10.50 a pound. When you're getting 80 pounds of meat, you're getting a really valuable...
And meat is not going down.
No, I guess
it's
not.
No, it just isn't. And availability is tough. And here we have it. You can just go there and fill up your cooler. That's 80 pounds. So you won't fill up your whole freezer, but it'll give you a pretty good chunk of stuff there and give you a really good sampling of what they have. And you can run over and get stuff from Matt. You know, so it's... Yeah. And I'd always had trouble, actually, me trying to send it to my sister. So he just sends it and it gets there right away.
Oh, wonderful. I've
had trouble through UPS and the post office. That 8 out of 10 times it's been lost.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he's 3 for 3 with zero problem. So I don't know what magic fingers he has, but he's 3 for 3 and I'm 2 for 10. So he's dependable. I can promise you that. So not that you need to send this away. You need to keep this yourself. But so anything else? Any other special items we want to throw out there? Or did we mention on the air about St. Anthony dinner ticket?
No, I think we
talked about it off the air, I think. So, kind of explain that real quick.
Well, the St. Anthony Dinner Theater always sells out almost immediately when the tickets come out.
Yep.
But Independent Capital Management has, for the last several years, asked to reserve a whole table, and then they donate that table to the one-of-a-kind auction. So we do have a table for 8 that's going to be on the auction. So if you really wanted to see this, Christmas, and this is... This is just a wonderful thing to do. I've done it. Would love to do it again. They decorate like you wouldn't believe, and it certainly does get you in the Christmas mood when you go there.
Yeah.
So.
And if you happen to not have 8 friends, you'll have them right after you get this bid. You'll have 100 friends trying to be one of the 8.
Exactly.
It's, every once in a while, you run into somebody that was able to go twice at the same show, but for the most part, they could sell 5 times as many if they had the space for it.
I think so.
They sell out so fast, and everybody wants the tickets, but you just can't get there.
One other,
and they donate all that money
to
people,
charity,
family, in needs, and they do great things with that money.
You're exactly right. One other item that we have that is always popular. And it's different is Judy's Landscaping is giving 2 red maple trees this year. But what makes it so neat is the fact that they do the planting and the mulching, and so all you have to do is win the bid and point
to where you want it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there's a lot of people would like to have a new tree or 2 new trees, but to have it planted for you and it's ready to go. That's a good thing.
Yeah, even if you think you can plant a tree, you're probably going to mess it up. Yeah. Have the professionals take care of it.
Yeah.
It's just a little easier that way.
And Judy's Landscaping gives us several things every year. So,
very
generous people.
Farm textbooks from the early 1900s, The Operation, Care, and Repair of Farm Machinery by John Deere. 7 editions of that.
That's really unique because that goes back to 1918, and the first edition doesn't even have first edition on it because they didn't know there were going to be all these other editions. But then the next one is the second edition, and so we have 7 of those. That the last one I think is the 26th edition, and in that very first edition it shows the tools and like the plows, and they're being pulled by the horses, and what John Deere explains in the introduction to these books is that farm equipment is getting so complicated that farmers need to know how to fix and to repair and to maintain their farm equipment. And so they teach them through these books how to do that. And these books were used in classrooms in high schools and in colleges to teach farmers how to take care of their equipment and how to fix it because it was getting so complicated. This is 1918. and then you look at the one that's the 26th edition of that, and it shows the equipment being pulled by tractors. And so, you know, you can see the evolution that's taken place over that time. And I have to laugh when I look at that because, you know, if the first one was in 18 and the last one that we have was like 20 or 30 years after that, you know, they're saying we're going to maintain the equipment because it's so complicated now. We're going to give you a book on how to do it. Now, farm equipment is so complicated that nobody can fix it.
You know? And so, you need to get it to somebody with the proper computers.
Figure it out.
Yep. Yeah.
So we've come full circle.
Yep, I'm seeing three vases donated by Dr. Vaughn's family.
They were donated by Dr. Vaughn.
Well,
and he
previously
those into the museum, and honestly, we still have probably another half a dozen that we didn't put them all out this year. He was just the nicest person, and he would come into the museum and say, "Here, I've got some stuff for your auction." And so, you know, he'd have a box of things. He went to all the estate sales and so forth. And so we store those in the museum, and each year we get a few of them out.
Bowling.
But it's nice to remember him that way.
Bowling party at the bowling alley. Just try to outbid Helen's family for that. That ain't getting
it. And you know what? This year,
run it up as high as you want to there. That's their family Christmas.
I'm part of that, you know.
Yes.
And also, they now have, the parks have given the use of the Cooper Pavilion and the swimming pool, so that you can have a good time, you know, if you if you buy that package too. So that's another one. That's a really good one.
Yep. And did we talk on the air about the Cooper Farms package where you get to go up on top of the feed mill out on 49 North and see if Helen was saying off the air, you can see the lake from up there, so probably even in with the leaves on the trees still, you know, just so many Fort Recovery engraved hardcore hatchet.
You think about that. That is really different. Now, that was donated by Paul Hybe, and Paul usually gives us something that's very old and unique to Fort Recovery. But in this case, he had this made. It's reminiscent of the tomahawks that would have been used here in the Battle of the Wabash in 1791. And it's just gorgeous, if you can call a hatchet gorgeous, because it's engraved on the handle with the Fort Recovery name, and it's just it's made of a special kind of steel that he wanted to make sure that it was made in the USA and that it was really a quality product. So whoever gets that that'll be in the family for forever, I would think.
Yep, and some Reds memorabilia donated by Rob and Mindy Weaver, and going along with four tickets that were donated by Andy Stockler from Stockler Concrete, and you know, just awesome thing after awesome thing. Saw one here that's a pub table that they'll design. They'll make it for you. That's made by the industrial tech students and paid for by Ivan Kaufenbarger. Ivan does a little bit of stuff for the town too, from time to time.
Like, he does. He
everything all the time.
He certainly does for the auction. That's for sure.
And there's just so many. There's just page after page. I'm on page 18, and it's not the end, with about six or eight things on each page of really great live auction items. And you can go, if all you do is go and look, it's really worth kind of going and just seeing what's going on. And it's fun. The food's great. It's this Sunday. Doors open at 4:30. They start doing the silent auction things at 6?
Well, you can start bidding on the silent auction items just as soon as you walk in. You can start bidding on them. And, it's around the 6 o'clock area that they start.
Yeah, they do them about 10 or 20 at a time. And,
right.
And so you can get
they
get
do
bids
them
in. And,
so they do them in two flights now. They do the first half, and then people still have an opportunity to bid on the second half and keep track of the bids, because we have some people who like to, what they call it, when they slam in right at the last minute and get the bid, like on eBay, you know?
Yep. So, you know, and there's people who don't really intend to buy anything, but they want to maybe donate. And the perfect way to do that is with the raffle, because you may end up with a $100 bill.
Exactly.
You know, you're exactly. trying to you know, donate 20 or 25 or 50 bucks or something to the project, and you know, it's a good way to do it. And if you do the raffle, you don't even have to start bidding on things or anything like that. If there's something there you want to, that you definitely want to get, yeah, go ahead and bid on it. But if you just come to look around and think, I'd still like to donate some money, get in the raffle, you might win the package for, and you can pick which ones you want to get into.
And when you mention the raffle, we have probably 8 or 10 gals from around town who volunteer to take care of the auction for us. So they come in that night and they sell the tickets, and they help to pull the tickets and to distribute those raffle prizes during the course of the evening. So we have some wonderful volunteer help. So we really appreciate those ladies.
Yep.
I called a couple of them tonight and said, would you want to help set up too? Because we're going to set up on Friday at 3:30. And they said, yeah, we'll be there. You know, we'll help you set up. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's just great to live in a community where you know you can pick up the phone and call someone, and they say, sure, I'd be glad to
help. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, again, you can get your tickets at the door. You can get them at Calp Pharmacy. You can get them from most of the Historical Society and the
Project Recovery
members. They're $10 a piece, and the food's worth twice that. It's an outstanding, it's just fun. If you go there with no intention to buy and don't even have any money with you except the $10 for the ticket, it's extremely entertaining to watch what some of these really one-of-a-kind items go for.
Exactly. And we have Ken Lamb and Adrian Grubier are auctioneers, and Bob Hall is doing the color commentary this year, along with Dr. Hosback, who is the master of ceremonies.
Yep.
And that's a really good crew. And I think that you would just enjoy the whole evening just with listening to the repertoire between those four.
Yep. So we'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll see what Rocker has for us, and then we'll get to sports talk. We're only so far 7 minutes late for sports talk, so we'll be back in just a little bit.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carry-out style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
The Travis Fullenkamp Memorial Benefit is coming up on Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd at the Wendelene Sports Club. Camping will start on Friday night and the women's quarter auction will start at 7 o'clock and, of course, the bars will be open. On Saturday, there will be food and beverages available and fun for all ages. Face painting, inflatables, and an obstacle course for the youngsters. Kyle Kesters will be playing from 2 to 6. The Ohio State-Indiana game will be on the TVs, and the silent auction will start at 2, and you can check out the live auction items. At 7, they'll draw the winners of the four-wheeler and patio set raffles, and the live auction will start. There are lots of great items available to bid on, including Reds tickets, Ohio State-Purdue tickets, a Yeti cooler, several Milwaukee and Steel power tools, and more. After the auctions, stay for music under the tent, and as Travis would say, have just one more. All proceeds go to benefit Allie's Army and the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park Fund. Put it on your calendar, the Travis Fullenkamp Memorial Benefit, Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd at Wendelene Sports Club. Sports Club. Hey, we're back on Insight. We've talked with Nancy Kanapke about the upcoming one-of-a-kind auction that's coming up on Sunday. Doors open at 4:30. You can start looking at the items, putting your bids on the silent auction items. You can get into the raffle things with all kinds of, I think you said 46 different items on the raffle. There's just a lot of stuff going on. That's a lot of fun. But now we've talked with her. Now we're going to go to Mr. Randy Bonvillian. He'll be talking about the whatever this date in history has in store for us.
Okie dokie. On this day in 1893, Happy Birthday is copyrighted. That whole thing again.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Copyrights, I think, only last 75 years.
I think it just went up last year, so it's done.
Yep. So, happy birthday. You don't have to pay them royalties if you sing happy birthday.
They love doing it.
Thank God.
Yeah, because it was killing me. I had to send them $50 every time I sang happy birthday.
This is the one for P.
What you got?
1966, Jimi Hendrix Experience have their first show in France. Normandy, France.
Normandy. Oh. Also, did they do it on the beach at Normandy? D-Day?
Probably not good. No.
Probably not.
That show was a bomb.
Hmm.
Also on that card, you'll like this, Eric Clapton.
Oh. 66, he'd have still been with Cream, wouldn't he?
Well, this is a special show where they just kind of...
Oh.
Went out there and sang.
Did you know that... one of his first national gigs in the United States, he was the opener for a musical group. Do you remember what that group was?
I'm going to take a wild guess. Say the Beatles.
Nope, it was the Monkees.
The Monkees.
That only lasted about two shows. They figured out that that music
probably not going to work together.
The Monkees fans didn't really care for Jimi Hendrix that much, especially since they hadn't heard of him yet.
Yeah,
he was up and coming.
Yeah, those two acts don't quite
nope.
Mesh up.
Oh. No. Hey, celebrity birthdays time.
Ooh, are any of them Kennedys? Because I'll call Bill so he can...
Paul Simon. The, you know, Simon Garfunkel one.
Simon Garfunkel.
Rhyming and Simon.
80 years old today.
80?
80.
Hmm.
Also, the prettiest one of the Osmonds, Marie Osmond, is 62.
I thought you were going to say Donnie.
Marie. No, that'd be Johnny Bench out of the dugout.
Mm-hmm. And that's all the celebrity birthdays we have?
That's sadly all we got.
That's it.
So if you have if you're somebody out there that's a celebrity listening, call in 937-310-2781 and tell us it's your birthday.
Shirley Caesar, who I'm not sure was born in 1938. Now, she's a gospel singer. I'm not sure if she's still with us, so I didn't add her in.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 38, she could definitely be still in. She'd be, was that 84 or something like that?
Yeah.
Seemed about right.
So, yep. So I'm going to say, yeah, she's still
there. Okay.
I've heard of her, but I'm not familiar with her stuff.
Not big around the Mercer County area.
Oh, huh.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
So, why didn't you have anything that we could make fun of you about today?
I don't pick the history.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about anything yesterday that we could make fun of?
I don't know. I didn't.
He researches.
Yeah, I do heavy research.
You didn't research the day before. Mm-mm. Should research. That'd be heavy research.
Overtime.
Do I get extra credit for that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. If you consider extra credit being giving us something to harass you about so we can argue for a while.
For like right now?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't... the whole happy birthday thing kind of, you know, I always thought that's like one of those traditional songs like
you're allowed to just say it?
Or sort of the national anthem, you know, that wasn't copyrighted.
Well, yeah, it probably was, but it was copyrighted in like 1820 or something, so.
Yeah.
So once they get 75 years, then anybody can say
it. I think it's 75, yeah. Because I remember Irving Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of the song. But anyway, he wrote it when he was like 18, and he outlived the copyright. You're not supposed to be, Bill, I live your copyright. No, but it was a famous one. I can't remember which one it was.
Was it White Christmas, was it?
No, he did that in the late 30s. Hmm.
I don't know.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on along, come on along. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it's Alexander's Ragtime Band.
God.
He outlived the copyright on that one.
That ain't bad.
So I don't know if it was 70 or 75 or 80, but he lived to be 99 or 100, and he outlived it. So
that ain't bad.
No, that isn't bad at all. He did a good job. So let's take a little break. We'll come back with Sports Talk with Fee and Fee.
And
we'll be back in just a little bit.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.